This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, May 19th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. In bringing back military commissions to deal with detainees, President Obama may have dealt a death blow to a troubling proposal that could have weakened constitutional protections for U.S. citizens, national security courts. Cato Institute legal policy analyst David Ritgers comments.
President Obama has stated his intent to continue to use the military commissions convened at Guantanamo. The proposed revision of the military commissions policy, the press release states five changes. Some of these are real changes, and some of these, quite frankly, are window dressing. First, statements obtained from detainees using cruel, inhumane, and degrading interrogation methods will no longer be admitted as evidence at trial. This is window dressing because judges wouldn't allow this stuff anyway. And if you ask the military how detainees are to be treated, they'll answer by the Geneva Conventions. So we saw this on the first day of Salim Hamdan's trial. He was a driver for Osama bin Laden, was picked up on the battlefield transporting surface-to-air missiles in Afghanistan at a time when the only thing in the air over Afghanistan was American aircraft, pretty clearly an enemy combatant. And all of the statements obtained from him by anything other than lawful means were excluded. So, quite frankly, while it's nice to say that we're doing it, and there is a text in the Military Commissions Act that has basically a grandfather for statements given under coercive circumstances prior to 2006, that has not played out such that those statements have come in anyway, just because judges won't use them. So that's window dressing. Second, the use of hearsay is limited and the burden is no longer on the defendant objecting to prove that it is unreliable. This is a substantive change, and this puts us more in line with how regular courts deal with hearsay. Hearsay is admissible in both civilian courts and courts martial, but it's the burden of proving the reliability of that hearsay is on the party putting forth this evidence, and in this case, largely the government. So that is one substantive change that is a good thing. The rest of this, the third thing that he's saying we're going to do is give the detainees greater latitude in selecting their counsel. And there's actually really been no lack of attorneys lining up to defend these guys. The fourth thing is that basic protections will be provided for those who refuse to testify. Military commissions pretty much already do this. And finally, that the military commission judges may establish the jurisdiction of their own courts. Right now, the courts are limited to jurisdiction over alien, unlawful enemy combatants. I would be strongly opposed to a military commission finding that it has the jurisdiction to try an American citizen. I hope that that is not what this is pointed at. But a lot of this is window dressing and basically adopting the status quo.
Can these people be tried in civilian courts?
By and large, the ones that can be tried, I believe, can be tried in civilian courts. Some of these detainees have pre-existing indictments that come from before 9/11, some of their co-conspirators, particularly with regard to the USS Cole bombing, are already in federal prison, having been convicted and locked up for the rest of their natural lives. Some of these guys certainly can be and should be put in front of civilian courts. And once again, for the reasons of having the most legitimate trial forum available, condemn their actions just for the sheer fact that it shows that they are not the good guys in this fight. We are.
Given the existence of courts martial and our civilian courts in the U.S., why this push for something sort of in between, but also sort of beyond courts martial? Why the push for national security courts?
That the executive order or whatever is forthcoming on revising the military commissions has put a stake through the heart of most of the national security court proposals. National security court there's a whole umbrella of different ideas. These were proposed hybrid trial forums. Some were actually just for detaining people, but part and parcel with creating a court that would ratify detention of combatants, most of these proposals also include the possibility of American citizens domestically being detained as combatants, and that any allegation of being involved in terrorism, instead of being prosecuted for that, you would lock them up, which is very counterproductive because it makes people's ideas and people's causes the crux of why the government is after them, not for substantive crimes. So instead of infiltrating, wiretapping, and arresting people, presumably the government would be relying on locking them up once they state their intent take up an unpopular cause. So highly counterproductive. And then some of them would put essentially military commissions in front of a civilian judge. But then once again, once you have a civilian judge, that raises the specter of trying American citizens in front of a, you know, quote-unquote national security court. So the one positive thing about the military commissions announcement is that the national security courts seem as if they're simply not going to happen.
David Ritgers is a legal policy analyst at the Cato Institute. If you haven't already, visit YouTube for the Cato Institute's video channel, full of TV appearances and original productions from the Cato Institute. It's at youtube.com/Cato Institute Video.